meeting to order.
How's it going, Bill?
Conference Committee on Operating Budget and Mental Health Appropriations Bill, House Bill 65 and 66. The time is 10:05, Saturday, April the 13th. Members present today, Representative Stoltz, Representative Osterman, Representative Guerra, Senator Meyer, Senator Kelly, Senator Hoffman. Today's agenda will take up the remaining items in House Bill 65 and 66 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated April the 12th. We will take up the Department of Commerce and Community Economic Development, Fish and Game, Health and Social Services, Natural Resources, Public Safety, University of Alaska. I'd like to invite David Teal, the Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table in case we have questions. So we will start, Senator Kelly, with the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development.
Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, I move that the committee adopt the following changes in the department's, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number five, House. Item number 10, House. Item number.
You say House or Senate?
Let me begin again. From the top, item number five, House. Item number 10, Senate. Item number 12, House. Item number 18, House. Item number 24, Senate.
Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, that motion passed. This action closes control items for the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Fish and Game.
Mr. Chairman, of the Department of Fish and Game, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item 2, Senate, minus $110,000.
Is there any objections? Hearing no objection, this action closes the conflict items for the Department of Fish and Game's budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Health and Social Services.
Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Health and Social Services, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number 9, Senate. Item number 20, Senate. Item number 22, Senate. Item number 25, House plus 1 million. Item number 28, Senate minus 200,000. Item number 33, Senate. We're also adding legislative intent language. The first is added at the department level and reads, it is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Health and Social Services submit a report to the finance committees by January 21st, 2014 that identifies by grant program the percent of administrative costs charged if over 15% and the statutory or regulatory authority for that rate. The second is added to the Energy Assistance Program allocation and reads, it is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Health and Social Services develop and implement regulatory changes by September 1, 2014 to match the cost of the Energy Assistance Program to the appropriation provided.
Is there any objections to that motion?
Briefly, Mr. Speaker, or Mr. Chair.
Representative Guerra.
On line number 28, we have adopted most of the increment for one of the Medicare clinics in Anchorage. There are two major Medicare clinics in Anchorage. This one goes to a privately run one, and that is fine, but I personally believe that the one run at Providence that is also a money loser that serves Medicare patients is a better run organization. And I wish that the money would have been split between the two, not just to the privately one, private nonprofit that it's going to. So with that, I'll withdraw my objection.
Thank you, Representative Garrison. Noted. Any other objections? We have brief it is. call the meeting back to order. I didn't close that out, so Senator Kelly, you've got a...
Mr. Chairman, I need to revise the intent language for the Energy Assistance Program. Mr. Chairman, the intent language should read, by the way, for members of the audience, it was the date has been changed. It is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Health and Social Services develop and implement regulatory changes by September 1, 2013 to match the cost of the Energy Assistance Program to the appropriation provided.
All right, so that's the full amendment now before us. Is there any objections? Hearing none, this motion passes. This action closes the comparable items on the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Natural Resources.
Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Natural Resources, I move the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number 6, Senate. Item number 7, Senate, minus $45,000.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, this motion passes. This action closes the comparable items for the Department of Natural Resources budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item number 6, Senate.
Any objections? Hearing none, this action closes the comparable items for the Department of Public Safety. Senator Kelly, University of Alaska.
Mr. Chairman, the University of Alaska, I move that the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, Senate. Item number 3, Senate. Item number 4, line 1, Senate, and line 2, House. Item number 5, Senate. Item number 6, Senate. Item number 7, House. Item number 8, Senate. Item number 9, House. Item number 10, Senate. Item number 11, Senate. Item number 12, House. Item number 13, Senate. Item number 14, Senate. Item number 15, House. Item number 16, House. Item number 17, House. Item number 18, House. Item number 19, House. Item number 20, Senate. Item 21, House. Item 22, Senate. Item 23, Senate. Item 24, House. Item 25, House. Item 26, House. And that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, this action closes the comparable items for the University of Alaska budget. I'm going to take a brief at ease. Call the meeting back to order. Senator Carley, the fiscal notes. We will now address fiscal notes that will be incorporated in House Bill 65.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the document with the footer FY14 Fiscal Notes Section to HB 65 as Section 2 of HB 65.
I'll object for the explanation of okay. that.
Mr. Chairman, if Section 2 makes appropriations associated with the bills listed, Section 2 makes appropriations associated with the bills listed, and if a bill listed either fails to pass, its substance fails to be incorporated in some other measure, or is vetoed by the governor, the appropriations associated with that bill are reduced. SB 95 is presented in a non-traditional way, listing all the allocations affected by SB 95 would add over 20 pages to the bill, the budget bill, that is. So each allocation and fund source is not listed in Section 2. As an alternative, there is language reading SB 95, State Employee Compensation and Benefits, as a title, Salary Adjustments, Increments, and Geographic Pay Differentials for Non-Covered Employees, as described in SB 95 and accompanying fiscal notes, are included in Section 1 of this Act. The fiscal note total for SB 95 are $7,041,500 of unrestricted general funds, $480,400 of designated general funds, $2,165,400 of other state funds, and $754,200 of federal receipts. The attached reports prepared by the Legislative Finance Division list the fund sources and agencies associated with this bill.
Any discussion?
Please, Mr. Chair.
Representative Guerra.
Thank you. I understand the fiscal notes, with one exception, all just relate to bills that are going to pass or employee negotiations. There is one that is a change on HB4. That's the in-state sort of smaller volume gas line. In the House, we granted them $3.6 million of the $7.6 million they requested, with the intention that with that appropriation, they come back to the legislature, basically give us a report as to whether this is going to be in the best public interest for Alaskans, maybe not, so we could take a look at it. But by giving them the full $7.6 million now without legislative approval, they get to go all the way to open season. And the legislature doesn't get to take a look in the meantime. I don't think that's good policy. I think the policy that the co-chair in the House adopted was the better policy, and that one causes me heartache, but I don't believe I have the votes here, so I'm going to withdraw the objection on that one.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
The fiscal note on that is going to be decided. We pass the legislation. It's going to be going over to the other body. If the other body prevails and we rescind our action from the Senate, that's going to be decided. These fiscal notes aren't for us to decide, but it's for each body to decide in what legislation passes.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman.
Representative Guerra?
No.
Okay, I'm going to remove my objections. Any further objections? Hearing none, this motion passes. Now we will address the fiscal notes to be incorporated in House Bill 66. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the document with the footer FY14 Fiscal Notes Section to HB 66 as Section 2 of HB 66.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, that motion passes. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the conference committee substitutes for HB 65 and HB 66.
Any objections? Hearing none, that motion passes. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee report out of conference committee substitute, excuse me, I move that the conference committee report out conference committee substitute for HB 65.
Any objections? Hearing none, this motion passes. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee report out of conference committee sub, I did it again, excuse me. I move that the conference committee report out conference committee substitute for HB 66.
Senator Hoffman. I would object for a comment. I would like to thank at least the Senate co-chairman for working with me on throughout the process on the operating budget, understanding the fiscal condition the state is in. I think that we've been able to work together and come up with a budget that will serve the state this next fiscal year. With that, I remove my objection.
Chair, I would also object briefly.
Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. While it's not a budget that maybe each one of us would have written, I do appreciate the chance to talk and discuss many of these matters with the operating budget chair and other members of the committee. I do think it's a better document than it started out as. So I appreciate that, and I withdraw my objection.
Thank you. Any further objections? Seeing none, this motion passes. This will be the last meeting. This closes out the conference committee and all the items on it. I would personally like to thank my staff, Joan Brown and Pete Eklund behind me, and the working relationship that I have with the Senate co-chairs. Appreciate that very much. Senator Kelly, especially James in the background that walked us through a lot of stuff. Members of the conference committee and staff, David Teal, Amanda Ryder, and the rest of the legislative finance group, we sure appreciate your work. Obviously, we'd never get it done without it. The attorneys and the staff at Legislative Legal Services are also been very helpful in trying to get us to a point where we can get to today. OMB, Karen Rayfield, thank you very much for what you guys have done to help us get through today. Is there any other business to be brought before?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's important. I would just say ditto to the people that you thanked there. I don't want to go through the whole list, although each one of them is worthy of time spent talking about the great job they did. I just want to personally thank James Armstrong. I was gone for 10 years, and my legislative kung fu was a little rusty, to say the least. And without James, the Senate wouldn't have been prepared.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm going to take a brief just to record, I will adjourn this meeting. And Senator Kelly, do you want? Oh, excuse me, Senator Kelly, you want to move to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I move the. I move to adjourn.
Without objection, we have adjourned. Members need to stay and sign the reports.